I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. About your relationship with him, but God is concerned about how you treat your brother. A new commandment I give you, to love God and love your brother as thyself. We can't even love ourselves, because if we loved ourselves, we certainly wouldn't love, we wouldn't hate and war against our brother. How do you know it? My skin color. Some people don't like my skin color. Some people don't like my degree of education. Some people don't like because you've been blessed. Some people don't even like you got a new car. Some people don't like the way you see. Some people don't like the way you look. Some people, Bruce, don't even like your hair. Some people haven't got the message. We have failed to love thy neighbor because of all of the things I've just mentioned. And because God is concerned, John said, he gave his son. God gave the world his son, his one and only son. It was God's kindness being given to us so that we should say, thank you for the gift. It's like grace, God's unmerited favor. A God's inexhaustible supply of goodness, a God's redemption at Christ's expense. You'll catch that on your way home. Now we know why we ought to say thank you for grace, God's favor. Father, we thank you for the gift of your son. God sent the world a love gift, and this love gift was sent in a hostile world, so that the world might be saved. If there was ever a time we see hostility in the world, it's right now. But there are some who are in the world who refuses to accept this love gift which God has to offer. God ain't gonna make nobody worship him nor love him. Nobody. John 1:11 states, he came to his own and his own received him not. But conjunction, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The but makes a difference. To as many as received him. My brothers and sisters, if we accept him, we see all of the things that he has in store. Jesus went to his own people, who was and is the nation of Israel. But they, as a whole nation, rejected him. And in rejecting him, they refused to accept him as the revelation sent by the Father. And they refused to obey his command. All of the high priests, all of those who said they loved him, some who followed him because of who he was, some followed him because of what he could do, and still others followed him so they could report back to the authority, let me get something on him. If I can get just one thing on him, I can get him out. They did not love him because they were too busy trying to find stuff on him. And God is simply saying, while you're trying to find something on him, I'm looking at you, because I sent him to do what I called him to do. So the Lord is simply saying, watch out who you point your finger at, because I'm watching. So Jesus came to his own, and his own received him not. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever is inclusive, black, white, Jews, Gentile, Protestant, Catholic, for whosoever will let him come into their life, he or she will be received. God will receive you all if you come. Jesus said, if any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Don't get ahead of me. Follow me. So many times we want to get ahead. Sister Joshua, so many times we're getting ahead of him because we don't, thank you, Holy Spirit. We get ahead of him because we don't know the plan. And because we get ahead of him, because we know the plan, we're trying to do what God didn't tell us to do. If any man come after me, let him deny himself. Denial, sacrifice yourself. Daniel 5, give up something just for a little while and follow me. That's the love promise from Jesus to all who will believe. My brothers and sisters, it tells us because whosoever believeth in him, all we have to do is simply believe. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. But without it, it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek, not you, but him. If we do what Jesus said, we should not perish, but have everlasting life. There's a conjunction there. If, but, and if. If you do this, I would. Conditional and unconditional covenants. Conditional is on him. He said, this is what I command of you. Unconditional covenant is that it's all on me. I'm going to do it regardless of what you do. You didn't have nothing to do with salvation. Jesus said, I have come that you can have salvation. That's my unconditional covenant with you. All you have to do is accept and believe. The conditional covenant says, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. There is no forgiveness under that condition. This is what God say for you to do. This is how God tell you to live. But under unconditional covenant, God gives you grace and mercy. And if we didn't have grace, we would not have any mercy. Because God says he will not deal with sin, nor will he have anything to do with rebellion, confusion, and disillusionment. But the day you surrender your life to him, you are under the covenant of God Almighty, who sent his son into this world so that you and I might have a right to the tree of life. I know I'm in somebody's neighborhood. And then they will not perish. Can you imagine being separated from God for an eternity? There will be some folks that will be forever separated from God. Did not have to be ever separated from him. But there will be some that will be completely separated from him from an eternity. For an eternity. If we are outside of the love of God, we will perish. And that is the greatest loss anyone can imagine. Well, once I'm gone, that's it. No. Remember, spirits don't die. I share it with Bible study. When God breathed into man, man became a living what? That's a spirit. And when God breathed into man, he became a living soul. He breathed the ruah, the breath, the breathe, the breath that breathes is in you. So the body will reside, but the spirit will go back to the one who breathed the breath of life into Adam. And God breathed the breath. You take away your breath, will you live? Your body will drop, but your spirit will live on. It would either live eternally with him or eternally separated from him. Now, some folks are foolish enough to think that once I die, that's it. Don't deceive yourself. That's a lie from the devil. The Bible is simply saying, when the ruah, when the breath of breathe leaves your body, you exhale, it returns back to the giver. When God breathed into Adam, he then became alive. And the Lord is simply saying, I came that you might have, and that you might have life more abundantly. Somebody in my Bible study. But we will have everlasting life. We will live forever with God. God's purpose and plan is to be manifested in our hearts. The heart is at the root of the question. It's the heart that has messed us up. It's the heart that determines who we are. It's our heart to say we are good or bad. It's our heart. It's not our mind. It's our heart. What is your heart telling you this morning? The heart is the core, the center of who we are, the center of our emotion. It reflects who we are. What comes out of us is a reflection of our heart. Now you know, thank you, Holy Spirit. Why God ain't never looked at the outside of man. He's always looking at the inside of man. Here's another nugget that just came to me. What's on the inside of you? It's your spirit. So the Lord ain't never been concerned with this physical stuff. The Lord has always been concerned with this interior stuff. And what the Lord is after is what's on the inside of you and not what's on the outside of you. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. It goes back to the ground, but your spirit goes back to the Creator. Thank you, Holy Spirit. As I close, I want to close with this story. I'm going to go over some semantics. A gem dealer was walking down the aisles of a Tucson gem and mineral store when he noticed a blue velvet stone the size and shape of a potato. He looked it over, then as calmly as possible, Brother Gaines, asked the vendor, you want $15 for it. The seller, realizing the rock wasn't as prettier as others in the bin, lowered his price to $10. The stone has since been certified, Brother Martin, as a 1,905 carat natural star sapphire, about 800 carats larger than the largest stone of its kind. It appraised at $2.28 million. My brothers and sisters, it took a lover of stones to recognize the sapphire's worth. Antioch, it took a lover of souls, Jesus, to recognize the true value of ordinary looking people like us. And that's why God gave us this love gift, because he knows our true value. God's love for us is revealed in his Son. The doors of the church open. If there's one today that desires to accept the Lord and hears the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.